mine, and so did the same to my friend.
Yeah. Okay. Mem-Pah
Mem-Pah. It's not me, it's you.
I know that. As the Gemara says, this is on your side. Memvav Amidal, the third line from the top. He told me to start again from Itmar, so I was told. Itmar, Tanah Shenitzkacha Shloi Lodas Aviyah. A Tana that accepted Kedushin without her father instructing her to do so. Amarav, we are learning like Rashi's Pshat. Amarav, Bein Hi Bein Aviyah Yechayim La'akav. She can change her mind before her father finds out. And if she changes her mind before her father finds out, we say that it's not a kedushin. And if the father finds out and he says no, then it's also not a kedushin. Because the only reason it works, it would work, is because the father is nicha, agrees to it. He's not agreeing to it, he says no. But even if he says yes, and she changed her mind beforehand, it is not a kedushin. Now, why exactly? We'll see in a second. Let's learn Rashi. Look to Rashi. Yecholu la'akav, ho b'shas kabbalah nisrat sa'av. Since at the time she accepted it, the father had not said yes, wasn't that he instructed her to accept the kedushin. In basal lach zekayim shisrat sa'av, she comes to change her mind before dad agrees. Chezeret v'lei mahani su ritzayav, changes her mind, and her father's ritzay doesn't help. Now, how to understand Rashi? There's a number of different ways of understanding it. Some people say that because the father didn't hear about it yet, she can cancel the kedushin. It's a non-kedushin. So the minute she says no, I don't want to get married, so it's as if she gave back the money and was not Mukadeshus. Because at that point, it's still not biblical. Till the father hears about it and agrees, it's not biblical. Or as soon as she changes her mind, it's a non-act of Kedushin. It's like the father agreeing to a non-act of Kedushin. Because she removed the act of Kedushin. As if, Lamashal, a Ktana gets married, she has no father. She can be Mamayin, she can walk out. So her saying, no, I don't want Kedushin, is no different than Mion. Now, the difference is that the father found out before and agreed it would have been a Kedushin biblically, and she can't walk out anymore. But he didn't find out yet. So she can, what word am I looking for? Nullify that act of Kedushin as if it never happened. And therefore, since it never happened, there's nothing for him to agree to or disagree to. That's how some want to learn Rashi. The problem with learning Rashi that way is that Rashi and Memdawad of Bay said that it works the Befreya. That when the father agrees, retroactively she's Mukadeshes from the moment she accepted it. Not from when he agreed, from the moment he accepted it. So that means that as soon as he says yes, that original act was a biblical Kedushin. Now, that's what Rashi said. If that's true, then there's no way she can remove it now, because how could she remove it? It's too late. If the father agrees, it worked Lemafreya. And if it's Lemafreya biblical, there's no way she can cancel it. That's the stira in Rashi that the Achrayim are bothered with. Rashi seems to say here that she can nullify the act of Kedushin before the father finds out. Therefore, it won't be a Kedushin when the father agrees. But Rashi before said that it works retroactive. If it works retroactive, then she can't nullify it. So the Achrayim want to answer, the second way to learn Rashi, is the assumption is the father agreed because he thinks his daughter wants it. But if that's why he said yes. He didn't know that she said no. But had he known she said no, he would have never agreed. So his agreement is not considered an agreement. That's the other way of understanding Rashi. The Rashi is saying that even though since at the time he accepted it, he didn't know about it, and now she changes his mind. So even if he says yes, we say he didn't mean the yes because he thought she agreed. He didn't know that she changed her mind. But that would be limiting Rashi to only the case when he wasn't aware that she changed her mind. Because if he was aware she changed her mind and he wanted it anyway, based on the Rashi Memdalim base, it would be a Kedushin. So there's two ways to learn Rashi. Either Rashi is saying that she can nullify the act before the father finds out. That would be the simplest way of reading Rashi here. But it runs into a problem with Rashi Mem Daled Amud Beis. The other way is to say that Rashi means that he wouldn't have agreed had he known that she changed her mind. Therefore, his agreement is a non-agreement.
You could just simply say that Mafreya only works when both are in agreement.
It doesn't make any sense.
When both are in agreement.
Again, what does Mafreya mean?
Why did Rashi say it there? What was the purpose?
But that's what he said. You'll have to ask him, but that's what he said.
That's because we want to make sure that he gets it, that she gets it again.
But Rashi said it. You can't erase the Rashi.
If it would have been me, mayhash.
So then it would make sense. There's no act of Kedusha. She nullified it.
She would still need to get in that case.
No, she would not. If she said no now.
No.
Why not?
She would need it again.
Why not? But Rashi said, I'm afraid I can't erase Rashi.
Okay.
That only applies when she is still married. She's not married anymore because she refuses.
Again, if it works with Mefreya, that means when he agrees, that original act was a Kedushin.
Unless it was.
How can she nullify it if it works with Mefreya?
She nullified it before he agreed.
Again, if it works from now, you're right. Retroactive means it kicks in from the moment. There's nothing that can happen afterwards that affects it. Again, this is the stira that Achrayim asks, not my kasha. Everybody asks, Avdi Milum, the Machna, everybody. And this is the two Mahalchim. That, what Shad is. Yes, okay.
Is this a real meme she's doing? Or
I'm sorry?
Is this a real meme she's doing, or just less than even a meme? Because she's just walking away now, not even a declaration.
Well, she's saying, I'm changing my mind. That's me. That is Mian.
She doesn't even need a Mian because it wasn't done with
anything. Again, we go again. It's a Drabbanan Kedushin, right? That's a Shaila. Can a woman be Makadish herself with Drabbanan? That's a Machlokes Rishayim. We had that. We spoke that out in Mem Daled Amud Beis. What if her mother didn't do it? She herself accepted her own Kedushin as a Ketana. You're right.
Her father's alive or not alive?
He's not alive. Or alive. Again, we needed Mian over there. The question was Mian only necessary because people shouldn't say her daughter.
Ula said this.
We're going with Rav and Shmuel now.
Yeah, but Ula, what he meant to say is she does nothing.
Ula said nothing was necessary there. He held it wasn't a good condition to begin with. Yes, doctor.
Our first question depends in part on how well is Lamafreya translated by retroactive?
Well, that's what it means.
Okay, so if it means retroactive, the combination, the portmanteau of two different words, and it means something which the initial conditions are at present, and then it reaches back into the past. So the idea that it's dependent on the mutual agreement in a certain thing now, then retroactively, secondarily, dependent on the boundary conditions, then goes in effect. Facts is very.
And I can't argue with you in translation of words. I can only tell you what the Gemara says.
I
can only tell you what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if you mekadesh a lady, may achshav alachas shleshim.
So it means
you can't change your mind.
The standard translation of Mafreya into retroactive is not.
Totally fine, so we won't use the word retroactive.
I
told you, I'm not going to argue with you, Webster's. I'm only going to argue with him, Shat Nikamara. I use the word retroactive, delete.
Actually, it's Walter Benjamin and the philosophy of translation. But
so delete it, and we'll stick to the word Lamafreya.
I'm very comfortable with that.
Okay, so that's my advice. Ravasi Amar Aviya Velohi. Ravasi says she can no longer retract. It's up to her father. Because she did the act, and there's no removal of the act. And if you accept it, she is Mukadeshus. So she cannot change her mind anymore. Eitzrei Rav Huna le Ravashi. So Rav Huna asked Ravashi the following question. Vamila, Chia Barav asked Ravasi. says in the Pasuk, Imon Yimon Naziyah. That is talking about halacha mafata. There's a difference between a ma'anes and a mafata. If somebody forces himself on a single girl that is 12 years old, the halacha is, it's machloikus by ktana, I'm not getting involved, by a nara. The halacha is, he pays knas, he has to marry her and can never divorce her if she wants to marry him. There's no way he can get out of it. He pays and has to marry her. By mafata, the halacha is, what?
Only if she can refuse that?
Yeah, of course. Nobody can force the, it's only for her benefit, not for his benefit. By mafata, they have a choice. The mafata, if he marries her, he does not have to pay the 200 zuz. And if he doesn't marry her, then he does have to pay it, 50 shekel, whatever it is, 200 zuz. Then he does have to pay it. So it's up to him. He can marry her, or he cannot. He does not have to marry her. If he wants to marry her, he gets out of paying. He marries her. If he doesn't want to marry her, he shells out money. It's not a two thing. By ma'anas, he has no choice. She has the choice. He has no choice. By mafata, he's given a choice. Either marry her or pay 200 zuz. Now, what happens if he wants to marry her and she doesn't want to marry him? So what happens? That is the shaila. What happens then? State in the Gebraisa. Imon Yimon Naviyah says if her father refuses to let her get married to the guy, then he has to pay money. So the Pasuk says that the father, who has the right over his Nara and Ketana, has a right to refuse the marriage offer, and therefore he has to pay. Ainli Alaviyah, that says that the father can say no. He asked me Minayan. How do I know that she can say she's not marrying him, and that will make him pay? Hamad Leimar, Imon Yimon Mekom Mokom. The double Lashon, Imon Yimon, says that either of the two parties can say no. He can say, the father can say no, and the girl can say no. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Ainli, the Yachol Lomayin Elovia. He, okay. The Kasal Kedaitach, the Gemara now thinks, the Pitu L'Shem Kedushin, Ashmin and Krah. Now the Torah is talking about that when he seduced her and said, marry me. That it wasn't Stam, he seduced her for an out-of-wedlock relationship. The Gemara now in the Havamina thinks that it's talking about, he said to her, please marry me. And she agreed, as Iksana. She agreed. And he seduced her as an act of Kedushin. Bia is Kedushin. So he was Mekadesh Diktana. And it says that she can say, I don't want to be married to him. And the father can say it. Now, she said yes when he was Mefata her. And now she's saying no. And we're allowing her to retract. If not, what does that mean she says no? She already said yes. How could she can't? If she can't retract, then there's nothing to talk about. Then only the father can say no. He has a right to say no because he's in charge of her Kedusha. She accepted the Kedusha. She said yes to the Kedusha when he was Mefata her, L'shem Kedusha. He had told her, let's get married. I want to do Kedusha to you. And she agreed. So it arrived from the Braisa that she can change her mind. Like Rav, not like Ravasi. Zuck Rashi. Ksal Gadaita, repeat the L'shem Kedusha, Ashmin and Krav. The extra word, Moin Yemoin, is talking about he did it L'shem Kedusha. Ula Meimar, the Matsi Hadribov. The Pasuk is allowing her to change her mind prior to her father finding out. If not, what is the Pasuk telling me? And for the Gemara, Amalu Rav, Leitez Lubasir Ebcha. So Rav said, don't go the wrong way. Meaning, don't ask a question from something that's not a question. Dr. Ashi Davar She'enoi. Don't ask a non-question. He can answer, it was not L'shem Kedushin. What happened was, he went and seduced her for an out-of-wedlock relationship. Now, he comes and says, I don't want to pay the money, I want to marry her. So, the father can say no, and she can say no. That's what it's saying, that she has a right to refuse the offer of marriage. That's what it's saying. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Yachel L'Shnuy L'Chum, Kra, B'Pitur Shaloy L'Shem Kedusha Mishtoy, that it's talking about, he was Mefata, Shaloy L'Shem Kedusha. What? Zuz, out of wedlock relationship. Correct.
So
that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Let me explain. Because, I'll say it again. Because the father can marry her off without her agreement. The father can marry her off without an agreement. But the pasuk is saying that if he says no or she says no, it's not his wife. He was mafata shaloy l'shem ishus. Right? Drunk the pasuk.
What is she refusing to?
She doesn't want to marry him. What?
He came to her shalom l'shem ishus. She agreed. And she did. She refused that, right?
She lived with him.
But it was full of shemishus.
Correct.
Okay, so what? She's refusing marriage. She no. What was she refusing? Bottom line.
At that point.
Continue. I'm sorry, Rebbe, who's old? What's your refusing?
Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Peter, was that trying to marry?
Again, but the Gemara means now, and again I'm going to say it, and everybody's going to ask me a question, and that's the Gemara's next question, is that the Pasuk is saying that if a person is mafata, a woman, shaloy l'shem ishus, both the father and the daughter can say that didn't work for Kedusha.
Staff.
Fred to Gemara. I was at the Gemara. Peter l'shloy l'shem ishus kraboy? I need a pasuk? It was shloy l'shem ishus. Now let me explain something. It can't be that she can say no to a future marriage because the father can marry her off against her will. So the pasuk can't be saying that she has a right of rejection. She doesn't. She has no right to reject whoever her father marries her off to. There is no right to rejection that a girl has. So obviously it must be saying that nothing happened till now. She has a right to say, I don't want that to have worked for Kedushin. And the question is, if it wasn't Shem Kedushin, I don't need a pasuk, which is what you said, Shkayim. Exactly what the Gemara is asking. See, because the pasuk shot would have been, she has a right of rejection in the future, but it's not true. She has no right of rejection in the future. The father can marry her up against her will.
Is this the right of Ravasi now?
It's Shver Ravasi. What is the Pasuk saying? She can be the mine.
What does mine your mind tell us?
The Brisa says, it tells us, that she can, this is a Brisa, that she can be the mine. How is Ravasi going to learn that Brisa? At what point can she be the mine?
He says, right, he's right.
Zakta Gemara, Amrev Nahum Vayitzchok, Loimar Shemishalim Knaskim Afutam. So Rav Achim Bayitzchi says that Ein Achinami, that it was never a marriage to begin with. But it's saying is that if she doesn't want to marry the guy, he has to pay knas, even if the father wants to marry her off. It's not going to absolve the guy from paying knas. That means, here's a guy with a mafata girl, Shaloy L'Shem Kedusha. And the father would like to marry her off to that guy, which is totally within his rights. And the girl says, no, he has to pay knas. It's a chiddush that even though the father's agreeing to a subsequent marriage, and the pasuk says that a subsequent marriage usually potters the guy from knas, not if she says no. That's a big chiddush. She can say no and collect the money, even though her father is marrying her off to the guy. But she doesn't want to. The Torah is giving her a right to say no, which will have no bearing on her marital status.
Who gets the money?
The father.
So that doesn't set up a great, he's not going to be too happy. It's not great to start a marriage.
Yeah, you'll do the counseling later on. You'll get a marriage counselor. And you'll take care of it. We're not doing therapists now. Yeah, I mean.
Is the father agreeing after she refused? Or
makes no difference.
Even if father said it, it's a shame kedusha.
It was a shame kedusha.
No, but the father said, I'm still.
He's willing to accept a subsequent marriage.
How does the marriage ceremony work afterwards? Or is that they're married already?
It depends on who they order for the photographer. What am I supposed to tell you? I just spent my money saying all those things, right? So it depends who they order for the photographer.
What do you mean?
They do kedushin. They take money, they make a chuppah, they say Arab Kadeshishli, and they read the ksubah, and it doesn't say psul to dub, which is not a psulah. So they read the ksuba, reads it quickly, and that's what happens.
Even though the bia was done already, they still do.
It wasn't married. It's like a woman that had an out of wedlock relationship. She still gets married, like a regular girl gets married.
He says to her that we're doing this for the sake of.
Means nothing, because she didn't accept the kedusha. It's not up to her, she's a ktana.
This girl is 12.
Again, so that gets into machlokes that we had earlier. Can a nara accept her own kedusha? Was machlokes tenoim?
Okay. He can be cashed with the original act of
he could if you hold a nara can accept her own kedusha. One of the three ways of doing kedusha is bia.
That bia goes to siyachas for his kedusha.
Again, if he did it l'shem kedusha,
okay.
There would have to be adam there.
If he didn't do a
Shinkadushin,
then he
can't
convert that.
No. So, Trashi, I'm a Ravnachman Lemik Shemishalim Knaskim before the. Crow Lavlash meaning Heteri Etzrich. Not to tell me a heter of her refusal. Lash meaning that he begakvi ihi nami Mishalim Knaskim before the. So, Tala Akasav Aknasav Bemir Av, Akanami Tala Bemir Nida. The Kiddush of the Pasuk is her refusal has no bearing on marriage. But that's bearing on Knas. Amalur of Yaitsev, Yahachi Hainu the Tanina. It's an unusual way of writing a raya. Here, Yahachi means, if that's so, now I understand Pshat, meaning I have a proof to you, because it says, Morg Merenu Loyle Isha, Shetricha Menu Kedushin. In that same pasuk, it says, Morg Merenu Loyle Isha, right before a Morg Yemoin. That means he still needs a Kedushin. Now, if it's Pita L'Shem Ishus, he wouldn't need another Kedushin. Must be it's a Pita Shloi L'Shem Ishus. In Pita L'Shem Ishus, Kedushin Lamali. So you see from the Pasuk that we're talking about is Loi L'Shem Ishus. Rashi. Yachi, Hain Tziati, Tzaraya, Hain Avada, Tanina, Mori, Mirenaloi. Among the Rabbi, it's Yachi Kedushin L'Dasaviyam. The Rabbi says it's not a proof, because it could be that he did the same Kedushin, and he still has to make what it says. Mori Mirena means he has to get the father to agree so it should work. So it doesn't mean he has to do a new act. It could be he just has to get the father to agree. So the meaning all Rabbi is saying is it's not a raya. He's not picking sides. He's saying don't prove it because the Maaseh could say that the father has to agree. You need another kedusha that the father agrees, meaning you have to get the father to agree. Okay. That's the act of kedusha. What?
That's the act of kedusha.
When he agrees, it can make the first one. Even though Rashi says kedusha achrini, I don't know what Rashi means with the word achrini.
This is Lafreya, right?
He seems to be saying that there is another act. Right, so the seducer should perform another act of betrothal, this time with their father's.
Meaning, if he said no to the first one, he would have to do a new one. You need a new one. If he didn't agree to the first one, he would have to agree to a new one.
Well, he didn't agree. Even if he agreed afterwards, the act of the kedusha was done without the father.
Well, let's say you go like Rav, right? That she can change her mind. So if she changes her mind, that kedusha's not good. Let's say you go like Rav. So if she changes her mind, she needs a new act of kedusha.
I get back to what you answered me before. The machlokes about whether Nara can accept her own kedushin.
So, if for those say they can, how can there be a mefata situation?
She didn't agree to get married. You know, unfortunately, in the real world, there are women that are mezana not out of wedlock. They have no interest in marriage. Not every girl that's 14, forget about 12.
No, I'm talking about 12 doctors.
What difference does it make?
Because I thought...
A 12-year-old can agree to Kedushin. That doesn't mean every time she has an out-of-wedlock relationship, she's getting married.
If she can't accept her own Kedushin at 12, she's a Nara at this point, right? So can he still be a Mefata?
Again, can a guy, forget it, let's forget about 12-year-old for a second. Let's forget about 12-year-old for a second. A 15-year-old girl, a guy seduces her to have an out-of-wedlock relationship. She married?
No, but she can't call him. He's not a
fute. He is a mafate. He just doesn't have to pay, but that locha says he doesn't pay a begeris.
Right.
But at Nara, the Torah said he does pay.
Right.
Whether she can accept her own condition or not has no effect on his chayiv kirev knas. Meaning if he marries her, then she doesn't have to pay knas. She married herself off. Then it's not a mefata. Mefata is a physical act. He seduced her.
At any age.
At any age. The halacha of knas is only at certain ages.
Okay, but those who hold it. Okay.
A guy seduces a woman to marry her. That's called mefata? You can call mefata if you want to.
No, I'm saying,
we're going to get into Webster's in a minute.
Afterwards, they agree to get married.
No. We're talking about mefata l'shem kedushin. A guy goes over to a 15-year-old girl and says, I'd like to marry you. Let's have a relationship. Let's get married. And two Adam are there when they walk into the room, and he's mefata l'shem kedushin.
Well,
she's married. I don't care. In English, you would say he persuaded her. She agreed. I'm not going to get involved now in the language. The bottom line is he persuaded her to marry him. And they did the marriage through an act of living together. That's mefata l'shem kedushin. Now, if she's under 12, it's a meaningless act. Unless somebody turns it into a meaningful act.
Like the father?
Like the father, exactly. Dr. Mishnah Vayikra. Haimer Leisha Hiskachili Betumarazu. Hiskachili Betzu. He had a bunch of dates, and he handed her a date and said, be Mukadeshes with this date. Hariat Mukadeshes Libetumarazu. Then he said, Hariat Mukadeshes Libetumarazu. And he kept on adding her dates. And each time he said the word hiskachuli. So therefore, each one is a separate act of kedushin. There is no total act, one act of kedushin. There's multiple acts of kedushin. Therefore, yesh ba'achas mem shava pruta mekudeshes. If any one of them is worth a pruta, that was the act of kedushin. Mimlav ain't a mekudeshes. If not, not mekudeshes. Because there's no one act of kedushin that had a pruta. We don't combine the value of the dates because he separated them. He said, Hiskachuli bazoo. He made them three different acts. I said three, it can be multiple, I don't care. Different acts of Kedushin. Bimav and Mekadeshis.
Because he used the word
Hiskachuli. Because he used the word Hiskachuli, correct.
She doesn't know which one. She doesn't know how the value of each one, right?
What are you worried about? Therefore, she obviously is accepting l'shem kedushin.
That's very nice, but maybe she's picking the one that not.
She's not picking the one. She took all of them l'shem kedushin.
All of them, but she doesn't know which one is she's using for kedushin.
Makes no difference. Why should it make a difference?
They're all menachem.
Right, now you want to get involved whether you need chuma or don't need chuma. Back on that above the base. Died on the base.
That's not what I was referring to. Maybe it was, but is this more like a Brera thing?
No Brera!
Doesn't she have to know what is being Mekudish to her?
Yeah, and all these, as far as she's concerned, every date has the potential Kedushin. See, it gets more complicated than that.
Oh,
Because if you remember, back on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara discussed Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai, that he was Mekadosh with a date, and we didn't know whether it was worth, it's not worth a Pruta here, but it might be worth a Pruta somewhere else. There was a Machlokes Rishonim there, that a biblical chash, is that a rabbinic chash, so the Mefarshim speak out here, then we say Eina Mekadoshes, it means she's not definitely Mekadoshes, but it's no different than over there that we said Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai. Back from David Bays.
If you need to get
it, she said. That's the Gemara said over there in David Bays. It was not quite because I'm a royal, whether you say Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai. Shmuel said yes, and other money ever said no. It was not quite because back from David Bays.
When we say Eina Mekadesh is here, when we say it's Eina
Mekadesh, it means it's not, according to the way the Rishonim explained it, it's not Mekadesh, it's Vadai. It's Mekadesh is Mitzafik. Again, it might be rabbinic, that whole Gemara of Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai. It used to be kind of vegetables. It would be definitely not Mekadesh because it has no shelf life. It never would make it to Madai. It has to be something that you could take somewhere else and it would have value. Anything that doesn't last long, you can't say that.
Zion anyway, the vegetables you talked about.
What?
Did you say the vegetables
were designed? Yeah,
but it still works. But we haven't discussed this tomorrow. The marketplace with vegetable, I guess, it doesn't work because
it's designed. Again, honestly, I didn't learn that blot that he taught. I did not look at it yet. So I can't answer you what it says. I won't have my comment. I didn't have a chance. I came home yesterday. And I prepared to summit.
That's the father saying it for the daughter. Here, this girl here is a...
Right. Again, I didn't learn the Gemara. No, I'll let Rabbi Kohn answer the question.
No, because Rabbi didn't learn it. The bottom line is, here, she's taking it.
What's
the
rule? Not a
Gitanus,
though. Yeah. Okay, back to him. Dr. Gemara, Dr. Mishnah, back to him. I say chelos v'shein. I'm sorry. Bazu. And yesh b'kula shavu puta b'kula mekudeshes. Because that's one act of kedushin. But if all of them together are not worth a puta, ain't a mekudeshes. Now the next two lines in the Mishnah are not clear what they're going on. The Gemara will deal with it. I say chelos v'shein. As he handed it to her, she kept on eating him. One by one. By the time he handed her number two, she had eaten number one. By the time he handed her number three, she had eaten number two. Eina mekudeshes, ad she'ba'achas mem shavu pruta. Now we don't know which case this is going back on. The case when he said, iskachli bazu bazu bazu, or iskachli bazu, iskachli bazu, iskachli bazu, we don't know. The Gemara is going to point out that it's difficult to learn it on either case, so we'll let the Gemara do its thing. Rashi. The Ma'ab Eina Mekudeshes, the Kibbutz Amr Skach, Skach, Kochad, Vechad, Avi Kedushim, Mampin Amshayu. Each one is its own act of Kedushim. I say, Chalas Rishayna Rishayna, the Gemara Mefar Shlahai Koy, the time of Mai. The Gemara will say, what is it going on? And what is the reason? Don't think about Mantani Iskachi Iskachi. Who is the Tana of the Mishnah that the breakup is because he repeated Iskachi? Now, if you remember, a little while back, we talked about if a guy says Shvua Loilach, 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 does he have to say Shvua each time? Is Loilach, Loilach one? Is Loilach, Viloilach one? There are all kinds of different opinions. Rav Shimon is the one that said that to break them up, you have to say Shvua each time. Our Mishnah seems to be going that way because the Mishnah said what breaks them up is Iskachi all the time. So therefore, it's a right. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah? I'm a rabbi, Rav Shimon. He's the one that says that you have to say Shvua. If not, it's considered one. Rashi, Man Tana Iskachi Iskachi Udave Prata. I have a Bazu Bazu La Prati. But Bazu Bazu is not individual act, but one act. Shimon, I'm a rabbi, Rav Shimon. He's Shvuas. Dabe Chamisha Treven Aisai. Five people were asking him for money, and he said Shvua Leilach 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 Leilach. Is it one or many? If Shimon says, unless he says Shvua for each one, it's one. Same thing here. Unless he says Iskachi for each date, it's one act. Bezum, yes, Bekulun Shabbat Pruta, and it's going on the next case. So I say Chalas, Rishayna, Rishayna, Eina Mukadeshes, Achei Ba'achas Mem Shabbat Pruta. Frek the Gemara Hai. Which case is this Haisei Chalas going on? Ilei Ma'aresha, is it going on the first case? Ma'yu Yoicheles, Afilu Menechas Nami. Who cares if she ate it? If he said it's kachli bazoo, it's different acts of kedushin, regardless of what she did with the first date. Eating has no bearing on it, even if it's all here, but he made different acts of kedushin. So it can't work unless anyone is worth a pruta. So what does it got to do with eating? What is the Mishnah adding by saying she was eating? Who cares? Even if it's right here, the fact that he said hiskachi, separated the acts from each other. They're different acts of kedushin. If they're different acts of kedushin, one of them has to have a pruta. So what is the Mishnah adding with this case? Ella Seifa. Teretz says, he said it's bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. And she kept on eating them as he said bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. The problem is, Vafila Bekamaisa, even if the first one is worth a pruta, she is mukudeshes. Vamilvahi, it is a milva. Meaning, he was handing her things, she kept on eating it. As she ate it, she owed him that date. Because wasn't a kedushin yet till he finished. And at that point, he's lending her the first date. If it's around, then it can all be a kedushin, because she didn't use it yet. But when she eats it, she owes him the money. So it's a milva. So she ate up the first date, and now, that one was worth a bruta. But you can't be mekadesh a woman with a milva. And the kedushin doesn't kick in to the end of his statement. He says, it's gachili bazoo, 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 bazoo. Meanwhile, she's eating them. As she eats them, she owes him the money for each individual day. Because she's eating it before the kedushin work. So it's like she's taking it, I own the money. She's taking it, I own the money. She's taking it, I own the money. So the question is, how can it work unless the last one is worth a bruta? The last one is worth a bruta would work. If any of the earlier ones were worth a bruta, he can't be mekadesh with something that he lent her. Like you lend a woman $100 and say, I'm mekadesh with that $100, it doesn't work. You have to say, I know it's mechilas milva. But here he's being mekadesh with a date. The date's gone. She owes him the money for it.
The husband wants the kedushin after all of them.
See, this is the Rishonim's kasha. The Rishonim ask a kasha, which I'm going to get to in a minute. I just want to explain this first. You're hitting on something that might be the Rishonim's kasha. I don't know exactly what you mean, but I'll find out in a minute. But that's not the point. So therefore, the Gemara's kasha is, how can it work if any one of them has a bruta?
Why? She's hiring enough of it.
But it's not an act of kedushin still. Okay, so let me explain this, because this is what the Rishonim zero in on. The Gemara says elsewhere that if somebody's mekadesh a woman, then she kick in after 30 days. Even if she used up the money, she's mekadeshes. The Gemara says, because even though she used up the money and now she owes him the money, if the kedushin wouldn't be a kedushin. But the bottom line is, he gave it to her l'shem kedushin. So therefore, it's considered an act of kedushin, even though the money's not here when it kicks in. So the Shadim want to know why this is any different. And the answer, they're variable, different ways of expressing it with a nafkamina, is that over there, he finished the act of kedushin. He said, here is this dollar for kedushin. And then she used up the dollar by the time the 30 days came around. But he gave her a dollar l'shem kedushin, that was the act of kedushin. Here, the act of kedushin is one act of four dates. It's not an act of kedushin till that fourth date is handed or he finished saying bazoo. And therefore, at the time it became an act of kedushin, the first date is no longer existing. So it's different. The date is gone before the act of kedushin. There, the act of kedushin was completed, didn't kick in. Here, the act of kedushin hasn't been completed yet. By the time he completes the act, some of it is not here, and therefore it can't be part of the act. It's a loan. That's the Gemara's question.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, why is it a milveh and not a gift?
You know, you're bringing in an interesting point which the Gemara will get to. I don't think we'll get to it today, but the Gemara will get to it.
Okay.
Why isn't it a gift? The Gemara calls it a milveh. Just as an aside, in the Machlokes Achronim in the following case, guy owes the money, woman, he bought, she's a cashier in the store, no, that wouldn't be good, her own store. He went and he bought something, and he owes her $42, and he has a 50 on him. And he hands her the 50 and says, keep the change, the same, and then she has to give him $8 change. And he says, let the $8 turn into Kedushin. That a milveh. Because when he gave her the 50, she owes him $8. That a loan. He lent her $8. He owed her $42. He had a 50. He handed her the 50. And then, after she took the 50, he said the $8 should be the Kedushin.
Change already in the till?
Again, the bottom line is he lent her $8. Or do we say he didn't lend her anything? This is how you give the woman $8. It's still yours. You handed it to her waiting for change. Doesn't make it that you lent her the $8. She has no interest in borrowing $8 from you at any point. She's taking it because she wants the sale for $42. So she's going to return to you $8, but not as a loan. It's your $8. It was always your $8. It remained your $8. What? So that's a big machlokes. How do you view that? It's called Mekadesh B'milveh. Because that's not a gift there. He gave her 50 because he wants $8 change. Does she owe him $8 as a loan now? Or is it his $8? Machlokes Achronim. I'm glad you picked sides. Which is fine. But that's my colleague's acquaintance. How do you change? I thought it was interesting. How do you view when you go into a store and they have to give you change? For those 30, 50 seconds, whatever it takes for the person to give you change, is it that the store owes you the money? Or it was never the store's? It's the way the transaction is happening with your money.
But they make a mistake, right? They give you too little.
It's not a loan, it's your money. That's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. Again, I can hear you want to argue the logic. I'm just saying it's a machlokes. Don't be mekadesh the woman with the change. That's all. I don't take sides in these things. Yes, doctor.
You can't. I'm doing something not good, but we can't draw analogies between common law and I mean, I'll leave it up to the Bible, but I think that when you give $50 for a $42 bill, that money will never, that, and then the store refuses to give you the $8. I believe they are liable for theft, not in refusing to repay a loan.
That's common law.
That would be common law.
The question isn't halacha, how does it love you? That's the shaila.
That's why my hands
were. That's the shaila. You're describing the shaila accurately.
Yeah. At least I've got something. Is it theft or is it not repaying loan in America?
Yes, yes, revelation. What? Yes. Yes. No, because I'm a Kaddish member of Adam and Kadesh.
You're showing them willingly to continue. It's an automatic that he wants to give her some form of.
So you're asking Harvey's question in a nicer way. A different way, I should say, nicer way.
Don't take sides.
Which the Gemara will get to, so we have to let the Gemara do its thing. Talk to Gemara Viter. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Harishokhan, Pari Basar, Pari Takan. We have a table, we have meat, we have a knife. We have no ability how to eat it. We don't know how to eat this Mishnah. We have everything in front of us. We don't understand it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, ahai. Koi yu haisecheles. Ilei ma'resha. Sorry? No, we have a Mishnah. Nothing to do with that case. It's an expression. We have a Mishnah here. It's right in front of us. We have all the tools, and we don't know how to use it. We don't know how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Ilei ma'resha kamer skachi skachi. Hela seifa. Nechshivu lei klola. It's one act kamer. The ma'resha chelis v'shayna v'shayna. The question is, Rika b'chadim yishav v'puta v'yem v'kacha. Mishnah said if one of them is puta, it's v'kadeshes. I feel like a ma'isa. I feel like a v'shayna. I shni yishav v'puta. I have a shayna v'chayna yishav v'puta. Even though the last one's not worth a pruta, mukadeshes. But milvehi, keeping the kedushin enigma to the kabbal kulam. Since the kedushin is not finished till she accepts it all, v'kvar akles rishayna kaidam shetik naisim mukdusha. She ate the first one before she got it as a kedushin, meaning it wasn't an act of kedushin yet. Havasu rishayna milve gaba. Harishochan klimer. Harilonu Mishnah Shnuya, we have a Mishnah learned, Veinon Yaitim Lefarsham, and we can't explain it. We have all the tools at our disposal without the ability to use them. We have a Mishnah, rather clear, and we don't know how to read it.
Didn't he say Skachi each one?
That's the first case, that's the Reisha. We're talking about the Sefer now.
Why is it good?
Because you don't need eating. Even if you didn't eat it, it would be only if one is worth a pruta. What's the difference, eating or not eating?
But I thought the havmina was that she ate it with milva.
That's in the sefer.
So
the first case he said is Scotch leave it to our zoo, is Scotch leave it to our zoo. Each one is a separate act of kedusha.
Right,
so if one of them has to be worth a pruta. I don't care if she ate it or didn't eat it. Makes no difference. Right. Correct. Well, it's one act of kedushin, but the act hasn't been finished yet. By the time the act has been finished, most of it's gone.
Yeah,
that's a milva.
But by him saying it's kachi once. That means.
But it's not finished yet till he finishes.
That's very nice, but by saying it's kachi, those words mean that at the end of this whole episode, I'm
being
mindful you on what...
He didn't say Mechilas Nova.
No, that's what Scotchy means.
So I'm happy that you're the third person to ask the same question. Harvey asked it, and Bachmash asked it, and now you're asking it. I'm glad.
I said Scotchy is what?
Okay, Mitch, then we'll continue tomorrow.